for the latest installment of our Next Generation Farmer. We are joined by Ryan Egger. Ryan, what kind of farming do you do?
So me and my dad operate a dairy farm in Milton, and then we also do cash cropping, and we have recently started a broiler chicken operation.
Sounds extremely diverse and, of course, very interesting. So why do you love farming so much, Ryan?
For me, I don't know. I love agriculture. I love taking care of animals. For me, it's just, you know, it's providing food and service to people, I think, is the most important thing you have to remember, right? That's the basis of what farming is we produce food for the community, and that's pretty much, you know, the goal as a farmer.
Ryan, what's the biggest misconception people have about farming?
I think biggest misconception people have about farming, broad question. I think for us, biggest misconception is that, you know, everybody, you know, has, you know, animal safety and animal care. And I think a lot of people think that, you know, farmers are the bad guys. When you come to visit our farm and any farm in Ontario, we all have a huge respect for our animals. And most of the time, to 100% of the time, we are taking care of these animals better than we take care of ourselves. Other than a couple hours I have out of the day, my animals are my 100% priority. And I think that's just one of the biggest things where people, you know, I'd like to get people to understand, right, is that farming is, you know, taking care of animals.
Well, Ryan, we do appreciate you spending a couple of minutes with us today out of your extremely busy schedule. What are some of the biggest challenges you face, though?
I think biggest challenges we face, I think, is the community, is making sure, like I said, it's back to, you know, what people review on farming is we produce food for people, and that's kind of a challenge, is we want people to understand that, you know, we produce food and where it comes from. And I think that moving forward for farming is the biggest challenge, is to have people understand and see what farming does for people's lives.
Again, we are joined today by Ryan Egger. Ryan, again, thank you for joining us. What's next in terms of technology?
I think next, terms of evolution farming, definitely, I think we're going to see more agritourism and just open up of farms and seeing more people interacting with animals and seeing what we do on a daily day basis. And then, just technology, as we grow every day with technology in our barns, taking care of animals, coming up with new ideas. Because the thing is when I'm gone, like I said, the 1 to 2 hours of the day, we're creating technology that takes care of these animals, you know, 24 hours of the day. And that's the most important thing. And so with, you know, technology and moving forward with everything, that's where agriculture is headed. And the most important part about it is the growth and learning.
And finally, Ryan, is there more that the federal and provincial and even municipal governments can do to help out farmers?
For me, like when I think about what they could do for us, I think a big thing is development and things like that. We see a lot of farmers and things like that are end up, you know, losing land and are growing, getting smaller and things like that, just for, as a respect for farmland. Is the biggest thing is we need lots of room to take care of these animals' property, to grow the right amount of food, to grow crops. And also, you know, have the community understand us. You know, a tractor on the road going very slow, even though it takes time of your day, is you still need to be safe because everybody has families and we're just doing a job. And that's kind of the most important thing for us from, you know, I guess, government officials and everything, is just to be a little bit more, I guess, you know, keep us in mind. We want to be in the loop is kind of what I'm trying to say, right, is within the conversation. We want to have OFA, you know, be more involved in more decisions that government makes and make sure that we also have a say and make an impact on decisions that are made.
Thank you again, Ryan, for joining us today. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap things up?
It's farming feed cities. Let's just say that.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, Ryan. Thank you again for joining us. Make sure you check out the full interviews on all our Next Generation Farmers at miltonnow.ca. Clearly, the future is bright for Milton agriculture.